Have you ever been trapped in a traffic jam and stood outside for a break, feeling the heat emanating from those idling engines? Multiply that because more of all kinds of heat is then trapped by the greenhouse gas CO2 emitted as those engines make that heat. Spread it around as the CO2 moves into the worldwide atmosphere. Nice dilution, but billions of others are spreading their heat traffic to you. If you burn 1 kilogram of gasoline along traffic jam, you release 40 million joules as heat directly. It persists as heat in the air for about 5 hours before the heat radiates into space as thermal infrared radiation, as is the fate of all heat. However, you've also added 3.1 kilograms of CO2 to the air. About 1.25 kilograms stays. That's a bit under half of 1/1,000,000,000 of a doubling of CO2 in the air that will trap about 15 exajoules, 10 to the 18th. Your share of added heat is then about 6,000 joules. Much less than the heat of combustion, but it will persist about 300 years, 110,000 days. We can then say that the direct heat created about 8 megajoule days of heat persistence. The CO2 you added to the greenhouse effect stands to add 680 megajoule days, about 85 times more. Amplify that hot traffic jam. Oof. I found these calculations interesting and sobering. Go Renewables. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.